Rethink Peer-to-Peer Kredite today from Altfi Summit in Berlin. And next to me is a young man from Iuvo Group. I have some difficulties, that's why I read with the name. It's Ivailo Ivanov. Yes. We had a small discussion already. You're Bulgarian. And how old are you actually?
So I'm 32. I'm not that young anymore.
I turned 30 this summer, so no. We're still okay. Among the young peers in this conference. Iuvo Group, we had a small interaction here, and I felt like, okay, this is something maybe worth discussing a bit more in detail. But before we're getting there, Iuvo Group, I think, is a platform that gets more attention from German retail investors more and more. It's a platform based in Estonia that gets bigger in size. But maybe you can explain how Iuvo Group is set up. You're obviously the CEO and founder, as far as I understood. But just a couple words about Iuvo for those that haven't heard about it before.
So hi guys.
A bit closer.
Okay. I hope you're hear me well. I will not try my German, although it's been some time, but I've been studying it actually for in my high school years. So we founded Iuvo 2016. We grew quite a lot in the past almost 4 years. We've had tremendous success, especially on the German market, where I would say that right now our main investor group is coming from. And so I'd be glad to share more on topics that could be of interest to them.
Yeah. Okay, so when we look at the Iuvo Group, I always want to understand the business model, and from my understanding it is very close towards, you know, the marketplace model. So you're operating just like what probably most German retail investors in peer-to-peer lending understand, Mintos. So you collaborate with external loan originators. I have seen that you also have a very strong focus on the Bulgarian section. So you have, I think, two or three loan originators coming, or at least issuing loans from Bulgaria. What is so appealing about the Bulgarian market? You're also one of the founders of a fintech association in Bulgaria. Very little people probably know that much about Bulgaria, just as I don't know that much. What can you share about what is so special about Bulgaria, and why is it also, let's say, appealing as an alternative lending destination?
The connection with Bulgaria is pretty obvious. Me and my team are Bulgarians, most of us, and we started the idea, actually originated from Bulgaria, from our other businesses there and in the region. So when we established our company, although we based our main holdings in Estonia, we set up also an operations office in Bulgaria, where we can take advantage of the very strong workforce there in terms of IT, in terms of customer support, because of it's quite easy to find people that speak at least two languages in Bulgaria. We're quite strong in this regard. So, and also the cost structure is a bit more beneficial. So that's why we have an office there. And obviously, because of our natural ties with the market, we actually had some of our first partners coming from Bulgaria. So some of our first partners were the biggest lending companies on this market, and we cooperate with them until today quite successfully.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's not that much prepared, this interview, that's why we're shifting a bit from left towards the right. Now back again to your young age, 32 years old. I think Iuvo, you set it up like three and a half years ago, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So maybe it's a bit about your personal background. How did you get to found Iuvo? What have you done prior to that?
So I started my career in audit and assurance at Ernst & Young. Then I did some consulting at PwC. I had some other things in between, and it was around the point that I did my MBA, actually, that I got my interest into fintech, and I've always wanted to get out of the corporate, strict corporate sphere and to try something new, something alternative. And peer-to-peer lending and the model that we employ with Yuvu was actually quite a good fit for me.
Yeah. What do you say to people that maybe say, okay, he's very inexperienced, young of age, is about to start now with his own company. What would be your arguments against, that? For people that would say, okay, maybe he's a bit too immature, inexperienced in this kind of financial environment?
I can say, there are pros and cons of starting this at a young age. Obviously, some pros are the idea, the need to innovate, the energy that you have. The cons are connected with what you've seen actually in your experience so far. But actually, the main point here is that I am not alone. I'm not like doing this with just my bare hands. We have a team of people that are experienced in different areas. We have a younger part of the team that is involved mostly in the operational side, but also on the strategy side. We have our advisors, we have our shareholders board that is containing some quite experienced and knowledgeable people. So I would say the mixture of energy and experience is the right one to do something new from the ground up.
Very good answer. Just a bit like some hard facts, so I can probably also present them as well. I think in the panel you mentioned the overall loan volume funded through Yuvu Group is now about 100 million euro. I think when I did some research last time was about 15,000 retail investors that you have.
Yeah, we have more or less 15 or 16,000 currently retail investors. Coming from European markets, Germany being the biggest contributor. We have also quite a big fraction coming from our natural market, Bulgaria, as I mentioned, also from Spain, from Nordics, from Baltic countries as well.
And you said like the German retail investor is basically the biggest community within Yuvu? At the moment?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we had a small interaction just before the interview, and I asked him about what he currently sees as the biggest challenge for Yuvu moving forward, and I think it's a common challenge that many other lenders face as well, marketplace lenders, which is to balance supply and demand. And very interestingly, now when I look, more or less you have, let's say, the same historical background as Mintos, say marketplace model, but at the same time, like I think with Mintos there's currently 70 loan originators, Yuvu Group has 8. And now the question is, okay, don't you find alternative lending companies that want to issue loans through your platform? What is the challenge actually here? And you said like you have more strict, you have more, harder requirements in order to collaborate with Yuvu Group, let's say, compared to Mintos. Can you say maybe what is the difference when you acquire new loan originators? And maybe what are the requirements that are maybe harder than with other marketplace lenders?
Yeah, this is actually a topic that I think would be becoming more and more relevant as the business matures and actually goes to more mainstream audience. So in terms of in terms of interest from the loan originators, we, as I'm sure Mintos or other platforms as well, we are having no problem with that. We're getting new inquiries every other day. We have, I don't know, I think around over 20 companies in the pipeline of due diligence and different stages of it. So it's, to be honest, it's I don't find it hard to find loans ready to be listed on the platform. The selection process is the thing that we've put a lot of focus into. As I told you earlier, my own personal background is in audit and assurance, so I take this topic quite close to the chest, and I try to do it in a way that I would have done it if I was I don't know, part of some of my previous employers, because the risks are there, in and there is this situation where you may feel tempted to satisfy the need for loans by listing all kinds of companies without doing the proper checks. So with us, the process is, I would say, definitely more thorough than what we've seen on other competitors. We perform both legal and financial due diligence with the companies. At the legal part, it's a bit more straightforward. We check the relevant licenses. We check their owner structure up until the ultimate beneficial owner, so we don't stop at some offshore shareholding company. We go to the physical person. This is a must. And we also look at the AML policies and the GDPR policies that they employ. The financial due diligence is actually the more so interesting side. We implement all kinds of covenants in our contract that has to do with the actual financial performance, not only at the moment of acceptance on the platform, but also at any upcoming moment of cooperation, where we look at their liquidity ratios, we look at their capital independence, we look at how leverage are there, and also are they too much exposed, not only on Yuvo but also to other peer-to-peer platforms, because there is always the hazard of a company listing all of its portfolio to, I don't know, 5-10 platforms and becoming too leveraged and only counting on this as a source of funding. So we implement this as a check in the beginning, we put it as a requirement in the contract, and we also monitor it later on through monitoring the marketplaces of other competitors as well, so that we can have an idea of how exposed is the company to these risks. And apart from the initial checks that we do, we also perform regular actually reviews of the portfolios of the company. So as probably most of the viewers are aware, all of the loans come with risk ratings that are assigned by the loan originator. We are actually monitoring and keeping in check how are these loans actually performing on the platform, and do they correspond to the default rates that this company have sent to us in the beginning when listing the loans. So each loan comes with a probability of default assigned by the loan originator, but we are monitoring the actual performance of these loans and these loans classes, and we have also processes and mechanisms in our contracts to sanction the companies in cases where these situations vary. And one other very important check that we perform is the so-called test of details. So the hazard here, or the risk, is that there are companies that issue fictitious loans, you know, loans that are not there, borrowers that are not there, payments that are not there. So we have our own algorithm of creating samples, and we do this periodically. We create samples on the basis of the listed and funded portfolio of loans that we would like to see primary documentation for. This includes contracts, includes actual bank statements for the payments, so that we can confirm that those are not fictitious loans listed on the platform, and that our share, or that our investors, are actually buying something that is actual.
Yeah, and that was also the moment where I said, oh, maybe we can do a small interview, because I think what really comes through is that EUVO Group tries to have a very extensive risk assessment of their loan originators on many levels, and the kind of rules and let's say requirements that you apply, I think to me seem to be quite slightly above the standard. Of course, we don't want to do injustice to some other lending companies, you know, and it's a matter of discussion now to figure out the minor details. But at least from my broad understanding, that definitely seems the case that EU was trying to look very closely. I didn't want to interrupt you in your flow, but some follow-up questions here. When you talk about having a maximum amount of funds that can be funded from lenders through marketplaces, what exactly, or how, at which percentage, where is that border?
It's hard to say one that will fit all. It depends on the structure of the company, how is it funded, you know, from the other sources. Yeah. We take all of this into account. We also take into account, is it part of a bigger group or not, and also what is the financial position of the mother company, let's say, in this case. And on the basis of this and also several other factors, we actually decide what the percentage can be. It can be 30%, it can be 60%, depending on how well can we get to know the company. These are just examples that I'm giving here, and it also, this percentage can vary as long as our relationship, you know, moves forward. So as we get to know each other better and we see the performance that we have been promised there, we can obviously loosen up a bit these restrictions. For example, something else that we do is we insist on at least 30% skin in the game.
It's almost followed, yeah.
Yeah, so we insist on at least 30% on every single loan listed on the platform, which is way above all that our other competitors are insisting right now. The reason is the same as I said, it's security, because there is no lack of loans out there to be listed.
Yeah, that was exactly my next follow-up question, the question about skin in the game. If you obviously want to ensure that also lending companies are in particular involved into those loans, one way to make sure is obviously having a proper portion skin in the game. I think with Mintos, I don't think it's a secret, I think it normally is between 5-10%. So 30% is definitely a good number, I think, according to our principles. But obviously, as you just said, the demand for EUVO Group currently is to have more of those collaboration partners, and that kind of, you take it, you know, because you follow your guidelines, kind of slowing down your process of growth at the moment, because you said it's not bothering you from the funding part, from the investor side, it's more the supply on the loan side, right?
Correct, but the main thing here is that this is a path, and this is a strategy that me, the team, and our shareholders have all agreed on. So it's the way that we're going to be moving things, and so we're not pressuring ourselves to take decisions just based on hollow demands for growth.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I think that will be enough for a small video interview. Maybe for the end, a couple arguments. Now, we brought already this kind of, you know, excessive risk assessment forward, but what are maybe a couple other arguments from your side in order for new investors having a closer look at EUVO Group? What are maybe a couple arguments for them to consider?
Well, apart from the quite obvious things related to the marketplace, to the availability of loans, to the interest rates that are between 8-10% annually, I would say that we have one of the best onboarding processes on the platform that includes customer support that can guide clients through each step of the process, from registration, verification, first deposits, creation of the first auto-invest filter, any additional requirements or questions that they might have. We have a quite good and capable customer support team that can service them in English, in Spain, in German, in Estonian, in Bulgarian. All of these languages are supported. And we provide and try to provide tailored advices for each of our customers.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much, Ivailo. Thanks for the insights. I also learned a couple new things here. So thank you very much for your time. And let's look forward to the second half of today's conference.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Grüße from Berlin.
Und wir sind raus. Tschüss.